Good morning, this is Brother Steve again with Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning I want to talk about the Father as a watchman. In the old days of walled cities and all those things, there was always a watchman set on the wall or by the gates to watch what comes into the city and to watch if there's an enemy approaching and to give the people the time to maybe close the gates of the city or whatever they needed to do. And in our homes, the Father is the watchman. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, the Father as a watchman. And so it is the Father's responsibility to watch what's coming in through the gates of our home and to be careful about what we allow and whatnot. And so I'm going to look at a few things here. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 1 through 7, and we're going to look at some of the responsibilities of a watchman and the seriousness of that position. Verse 1 through 7, Ezekiel chapter 33. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth it taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and he took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any people from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. Three different things there. First of all, it talks about the watchman that's been faithful. He's done his job. He blew the trumpet when he saw the enemy coming, and he warned the people. And it talks about the people that heard the trumpet and did not take warning, and the sword came and took them away, and their blood was upon their own head. And then the people that heard the trumpet and took warning, they were able to be saved. And then it also talks about the watchman who saw the sword coming, and he did not blow the trumpet, and the people were not warned. When the sword came and took them away in their iniquity, but the blood was required of the watchman's hand. Very, very sobering thought there of, you know, if we are not willing to sound the trumpet, you know, where the responsibility lies on us as fathers, as a watchman in our home. And then the third thing there, in verse 7, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. The watchman needs to know who the enemy is. He can't just sound the warning for anything and everything. You know, there's lots of people that will do that, lots of even groups or whatever that have, you know, all kinds of things that they're all alarmed about and that are not according to the word of God. And so it's very important that we know what God's word is and what's required and what's expected of us as a watchman of our families, that we understand, that we have discernment, and we know who the enemy is and what to look for when he's coming. Otherwise, we will sound the warning when we shouldn't, and it'll be like the boy that cried wolf, and after a while, your family won't listen. Or we won't sound the warning when we should be sounding a warning, and we'll be taken away by the world. Nehemiah chapter 1 is an example of Nehemiah was requiring of some men that came from Judah and asking about the condition of the city, and he heard that the walls were broken down, the gates were burned, and the people were afflicted and reproach. And so Nehemiah wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Here, the walls of the city in the old days, you know, I use the illustration of I compare that with in our day for our families and our churches and whatever it might be. The walls of the city are like separation from the world. That's critically important. In the old days, you know, the enemy would come in and they would, first have to deal with this great big stone wall before they could get at anybody. And so it was a means of protection for the people that kept the enemy out. And so the same thing is true for us in our separation from the world, just staying separate from the things of the world and the passions of the world. And you know, it might be a lot of different things. It might be different things for different people even. But, you know, just for example, a few things that you could look at is where you could look at as maybe a broken wall or a hole in the wall is things like, let's say, for instance, television. Or it could be the type of music. It might come in the form of music and media. Or it could be maybe even books allow the enemy to come in. And you know, just like any walled city, you know, it also has gates, places where things need to come in, you know, come in and go out and whatever. And the same thing is true with our homes. You know, we have books, we have media, we have things for education and all those different kind of things that we need, you know, to learn and whatever. But it's our responsibility as fathers to be able to watch over that and to guide that and to know what's coming through. You know, one of the things that we have done in our home, and this can be done different ways, is, you know, whenever there's a new music CD coming in or maybe a book or whatever, it needs to be inspected by dad before anybody is allowed to listen to it or read it or whatever. And the same thing is true with clothes. When my family comes home from a thrift store or whatever and buys some clothes, you know, it all needs to be inspected by the watchman before anybody can wear it, or even the clothes that they make themselves. The same way, and everything needs to be inspected. And you know, it's not a burden. It's a joy. The children can hardly wait to show daddy the dress that they made or the clothes that they brought home, and they're all excited. And you know, sometimes most of the times everything is good, but then there's some times where some things need to be, you know, okay, so what about this, you know, how is this what we want, and you know, we have to evaluate those things that way. But it is critically important that we watch that. Another way that things come in would be you know, like the internet. Are we watching what the children are looking on the internet? Television, I don't know, get rid of it completely, I guess, is my solution to the television. You don't, what do you want with it? The other thing is looking at a few more verses here. Psalms 101, I want to look at just briefly. Talks about in verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. And you know, a lot of times we don't see it that way, but you know, when we watch this kind of things, these kind of people, you know, who are the people that are on television and a lot of times in all those different forms that they come in, you know, we wouldn't let those people into our home. We just simply wouldn't let them in our home and teach our children, and yet we allow our children to sit there and watch them do their filthy deeds. and desensitize us in what is good and what is not. So it's critically important for us to be aware of those things and not to allow those things into our home. Psalms 127 yet I want to look at. Verse 1, except the Lord built the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. There it is. Just important also to remember that it is the Lord that built the house, and except the Lord built the house, we labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watches in vain. So it is important to understand that it is God that built the house, and we do need to walk in God's ways if we want God to build our house. We need to understand His will. We need to understand His heart for our families and what is good and what is not. We need to have discernment based on the Word of God, not just our own thoughts or feelings. And so, again, fathers, just an encouragement, just to be that watchman in your home. Watch what's coming through the gate. Be aware of what your children are watching. Monitor those. And you know, too many times I think fathers tend to be, you know, it's all about what you can and can't do. And we need to be a friend to our children, and they will listen to us. You know, God has tipped the scales in our favor. When it comes to our children have a natural desire to please us, and they have a natural desire to have that friendship relationship with dad, and it's automatically there, and it's us that messes it up if it's not there. And so that's important to keep in mind, that you know, it is the Lord that built the house, and we just walk in His ways, and then those things will come naturally, and they will come easy. We won't have to, you know, be fighting it all the time if we have that relationship where we can also, you know, have some fun with our children and play with them and be a friend to them, and they want to share their lives with us. God bless you. Thank you for listening.